sitting shiva last week for my late mother, Harin Kaparat Mishkavah, I want to use the coming shiurim to discuss some of the issues of Avelut that either came up during that period or could have come up during that period, also some of the issues to do with Shloshim and Yud Kodesh, etc., etc. Want to start with the din of Aninut. So Aninut is the period of time between the death of a close relative and the Kavura, the beginning of the Avelut. A little bit of discussion, in actual fact, how that's applied, when it's, what time frame it exactly applies to. But there are a number of dinim as far as Aninut is concerned. There is what I would call classical Aninut, Aninut d'oraita, and that applies only on the day that the person died, whether they've been buried or not buried, even if it's after they're buried. And that's as far as eating kodshim and maaseh sheni is concerned. The pasuk says, lo achalti v'oni mimenu, as I haven't consumed this whilst in Aninut. So that's classical Aninut, which doesn't apply nowadays. As far as we're concerned, there are three questions that come up with regard to Aninut in a contemporary context. One is the exemption from mitzvot. The second is to what degree do the prohibitions of Avelut apply also to a person who's an onen? And also exactly to whom and under what circumstances does Aninut apply? So today I want to discuss the question of the exemption from mitzvot. This, of course, could be a long shiur in its own right, but just want to flag up a couple of issues. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Mishnah in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, beginning of the third parak, says, Mishem etum utalafanav, person who has a dead relative to attend to, patur mikriyat shema minat tefillah mikol mitzvot ha'amurot b'Torah, is exempt from saying Shema, exempt from davening, and also from all mitzvot in the Torah. The Chazal point out, of course, this is only talking about positive mitzvot. It's not talking about negative mitzvot. One, just because one's an onen doesn't mean to say that one can go and eat a Big Mac. You can't do that. But you don't, if when you eat, you don't say brachot, you don't daven, any mitzvot you don't lay tefillin, any mitzvot that apply, you wouldn't do. And this is codified in actual fact in two places in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchot Kriyat Shemasim, in Ayin Aleph, and in Yoreteh, at the beginning of Hilchot Avelut, Simon Shin Mem Aleph. It's worth flagging up the Shita of Rashi in Masechet Brachot, that if a person wants to be machmir on themselves and to observe mitzvot, they're allowed to do so, provided there's somebody to attend at that moment to the mate. If they are looking after the mate at that moment, then obviously osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, and they can't leave it and go and do something else. But if they're, it's not at a time when they're actually attending to the mate, then Rashi is of the opinion that they can be strict and fulfill mitzvot dav and say kriyat shema se'er bracha on their food or whatever it is. Most Rishonim disagree with that. This sheet of Rashi is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, but it doesn't appear in Yoredeya, and the Achronim all paskan against Rashi and say that even if a person wants to be strict and observe mitzvot, they're not allowed to do so. Number of interesting questions, though, do come up. One is with regard to Netilat Yadayim before eating bread. So you're eating, an onen wants to eat a sandwich, a piece of toast, whatever it is. Doesn't need to say brachav hamotzi on eating it. But he does, the Achronim point out, does have to do Netilat Yadayim. This is discussed by the Pitchei Tshuva in Yoredeh Shin Mem Aleph. Why do that you have to do Netilat Yadayim? Because that's an Issa D'Rabbanan against eating bread without doing Netilat Yadayim. So it's not that there's a, that it's a mitzvah to assay to do Netilat Yadayim. It's a negative mitzvah that you mustn't eat without doing Netilat Yadayim. Therefore, an onen needs to do Netilat Yadayim, but doesn't say the bracha of al Netilat Yadayim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskens that when the Avel goes to bed at night, or the Onen goes to bed at night, he should say Kriyat Shema Lamita and Birkat HaMapil, because at that point in time, there's nothing that he can do further to be involved with attending to the needs of the mate. The person's going to bed, they're in their pyjamas already. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that one should say that bracha. It seems that most Achronim seeing as they didn't mention it, didn't think that way. There's a question, a machloket between the Taz and the Shach, about saying Kaddish during the week. Obviously, you're an onen, you don't go to shul, don't participate in anything. But on Shabbat, there's no aninut, because you can't do anything for the mate. So on Shabbat, you do daven and you do say tefillah and shema and say brachot, etc. There's a machloket though whether or not you say Kaddish prior to the kavura, prior to the burial. And essentially the question is whether it's relevant to say Kaddish as a zechut for the niftar, which is what the Taz holds, or whether Kaddish is only to save a person from the tribulations of Gehinnom, which don't start until after the burial, and that's the view of the Shach. The conclusion of most Achronim, or many Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, Ikrot Moshe, Chochmat Adam, and others, is that it's correct to say Kaddish on the Shabbat of Aninut. The Achronim mention that if a person's an Onen, as I said, on Shabbat, Aninut doesn't apply, and you do Daven and say Brachot. And they say that if you're an Onen late Friday afternoon, then also the Aninut stops, then just before Shkiat HaChama, because again, you can't do anything any longer for looking after the mate, and therefore you should Daven Mincha just before sunset on Friday afternoon. Sefer Shemar Shavak Milchata in Chelet Bet Perek Samach Dalad raises the question that maybe at that time also, seeing as you can't do anything for the mate any longer, so then maybe you would be chayav in Birchot HaTorah, to need to say the three Ashelo Asani Brachot from the morning, because they apply all the day, and also an Asher Yatzar for the last time that you used the bathroom before whilst you were an Onen. One question that I've got about Aninut, and that applies to Tefillat HaDerech. An Onen doesn't say any tefillot, so if he's going on a journey, doesn't say tefillat haderech. But I wonder why not, because I understand that, okay, Chazal have said I don't need to say the Amidah. Chazal have said I don't need to say a bracha or a priyat. But tefillat haderech is that I should be protected whilst I'm on this journey. And surely even, if I'm an Onen, I should be entitled and able to pray to Hashem that I should be protected. So when I was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, it was Tzarek Mitzvah, it was to bury my mother. So Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizokin, maybe I didn't need to say Tefillat HaDerech. Sometimes you might have an Onen who's just, traveling from A to B. They became an Onen in Paris and now they're going home, not particularly to do a mitzvah. They'll be sitting shiver back in London, but that's not why they're going. They're traveling home. So why shouldn't they say Tefillat HaDerech? I don't have an answer to that question. Ad kan.